With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting 10 states will have ballot initiatives this November that could make abortion on demand easier. Some pro-life groups are expressing concern that former President Trump is sending mixed signals on those measures, including so-called Amendment 4 in his home state of Florida. On the Salem Media Group News program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was asked what he wants Donald Trump to declare.
Here's what I'd like President Trump to say. The Florida Amendment, Amendment 4, is Kamala Harris's abortion position. I reject that.
Senator Graham says ballot measures like Florida's Amendment 4 would greenlight abortion on demand right up to the moment of birth. His entire interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Adam Syed's murder conviction still stands after Maryland's highest court ordered a redo of the court hearing that freed him. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The Maryland Supreme Court's 4-3 ruling marked the latest development in the long-running legal saga that gained global attention years ago through the hit podcast Serial. The ruling comes about 11 months after the court heard arguments last October in a case that has been fraught with legal twists and divided court rulings since Syed was convicted in 2000 of killing his high school ex-girlfriend, Heyman Lee. Syed was released from prison in September 2022 when a Baltimore judge overturned his conviction after city prosecutors found flaws in the evidence. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Dallas police chief says a man accused of fatally shooting a Dallas police officer and wounding two others was targeting police. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 228 points, the NASDAQ rose 197, the S&P 500 advanced 56. This is SRN News. People want leaders who stand up for religious freedom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that all around the globe, citizens put a premium on government officials who support the right of everyone to pursue whatever faith system they wish. Here in the U.S., about two-thirds of adults say it's important for the president to stand up for all people's religious freedom. 90% of those in Indonesia feel the same way, as do 75% in Ghana and 73% in Poland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Center for Law and Justice is suing Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey over an initiative the state launched earlier this summer targeting pro-life pregnancy centers. The federal lawsuit says the initiative, which warns women against seeking help from the pro-life clinics, violates their constitutional rights. The governor claims that the clinics pose real harm because they do not perform abortions or refer women for them. This is SRN News. The Teamsters Union, which represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads, has filed lawsuits against back-to-work orders. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the two rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A historic cemetery for African Americans in Kingston, New York, is being reclaimed as the Pine Street African Burial Ground. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.